Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I'm your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm going to go right in. I got my man Smirk TV.
Hey.
Co-hosting the show this week. He's not even a guest anymore. When Smirk comes in, he's a co-host. He's been elevated to co-host status. You've heard Smirk on this show if you've been following us for many years, back from the WVOL days in Nashville to the syndicated show on terrestrial radio. And him and Lino 615, two of my favorite comedians, come in periodically to discuss current events. We had a lot of fun, Smirk, talking about politics.
It's always in
the fall. And
yeah.
So I was at the Cat Williams show.
Okay. One of the greats.
So I was down in Birmingham a couple of weeks ago. I went to go see Cat Williams with the missus.
Absolutely.
And I had seen Cat Williams in person a long, long time ago. This is before he was famous.
Really?
But I had a chance to see him because he's from Ohio.
So like
I
saw what
him
year?
In a small... Man, this had to be like 99.
So way before Pimp Chronicles and all that.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Gotcha.
Early in his career. And so Cat Williams, I was thinking about Smirk because I saw the Cat Williams show. It was very interesting. It had some ups and downs. It was much longer than I expected it to be. So first and foremost, he had about 8 or 9
openers.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like 3.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a few openers.
It's usually what it is.
And the headline openers, Monique co-hosted.
Yeah.
So Monique co-hosted, and she did a fantastic job. Tommy Davidson came in and did a set. He was phenomenal.
There we go.
I had never seen Tommy Davidson in person, and he was phenomenal. There were some other people that were okay. There were a few people on the ticket that I wasn't really a fan of. And then Kat came out. And he did about 40 minutes at the end. So it was about 11. It was almost 11 o'clock when Kat got up. It was like 10:45. And Kat came in and he absolutely crushed it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of people are getting on Kat Williams because he's been making fun of Martin for having a stroke or not having a stroke or whatever's going on with Martin's health. So a lot of people in the audience were like, man, that's interesting. But Kat Williams, I had not seen him in many years. He absolutely crushed it. It's one of the best performances that I've seen from a talent perspective. And I thought about Smirk and I said, man, I was like, Smirk should be up here being one of the openers for Cat Williams. So I was just like, I hit up Smirk. I was like, yo, you got to come in on the show and let's spend some time chopping it up.
I'd love to hear
Smirk,
that. Hear that, Cat?
Coming in. So yeah, if you're watching out there, you got to get my man Smirk TV to be a part of the tour, man, because it was fantastic. It's the Heaven on Earth tour.
And that's a threat.
So yeah. Smirk TV on Lance J Radio Network, I wanted to check in with you. How are you doing? What's going on in your career? How's the family? How's business? I know that you have some shows coming up at Third Coast here in Nashville. Just wanted to check in and tap in with my guy here.
Well, I'm divorced and bankrupt. No, it's been doing.
Join the club, man.
It's 2025. Come on.
Right.
No, good, man. Pretty good. Doing a lot of stand up recently. If you're in the Nashville area, March 8th, come down to Third Coast Comedy Club and check out my show that I'm producing. I'll be hosting it with some of the other best comedians in the city. And yeah, man, just a lot of stand-up comedy. Always posting videos online under Smirk TV. And family's good, you know. I can't stand them, but they're good. No,
okay.
They're great, man. Everybody's healthy and everything's awesome. What about you?
Ah, man, I can't complain. I mean, you're at the new studio, so we moved across the street from where we used to be. You're looking at my wall of narcissism and all the albums.
It's awesome.
With myself on here. I designed these myself, so I'm pretty proud of that. It took me about a year to get all of these designs in. But I just wanted to tap in with you, man. Just always, when you and Lino come in, it gives me an understanding of what's going on in the culture
yep.
in Nashville. So what's popping right now? I think over the years, like I remember when Durham was here, Durham had his club here.
And doing big things in LA.
And he's in LA right now. Yep. And he's really doing it big. But what are you talked about your stand-up. What are you focused on? What are some of the things that you're talking about during your stand-up? Because I brought in the Cat Williams to start.
Yeah.
Because when you see, for me, when you see someone who's, you know, one of the best in the world at what he does, I see what you do and what Lino does. And that's where Cat Williams was the first time I saw him mm-hmm. years ago. But he was talented and he was this little funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on your trajectory moving up. So what are some of the things? There's so much going on in the world right now.
So much to
talk about. And we need some laughs. Man.
We
need some laughs.
You need us to say the things that would get you suspended at the water cooler at work. Right. So
so what are you kind of focusing on right now?
Man, what's there not to focus on? I mean, I recently did my best video in a while was on Luigi.
All right, start with that.
So
I do a healthcare show. So what were your thoughts about this assassination of the United Healthcare CEO? Don't get me kicked off the air. All of my sponsors are healthcare.
We got our a vigilante right. here, man. All right. We got a vigilante, right. and hopefully, if anything, some good comes out of this somehow.
Right. Well, that's a positive spin.
But the joke I made was like, let's be honest. I mean, he became an overnight celebrity. They were showing his mug shots like he was a model. And if this was 2016, he'd be doing the nay-nay with Ellen DeGeneres. Right. So, you know.
A lot of the ladies think that he's handsome.
He
get a lot of fan mail from prison. He'd be in prison the rest of his life. But his commissary would be popping. So he's going to have all of the oodles and noodles.
Yeah.
And
he's going to have all the honey buns.
And honey buns that they can get his hands
all
on.
All the spread.
Right.
But here's my theory. I don't even think, I mean, is he an ugly guy? Probably not. But I don't even think it's necessarily just the looks. What girl have you ever met that's not obsessed with a serial killer?
Right.
SVU.
No, that's true.
I mean, all the...
That's true.
They're scared to walk to the refrigerator in the middle of the night with the lights off, but they'll stream every horror serial killer documentary under the sun on Netflix and do their nails and laugh. It's like, what are you doing over there?
It's funny because my wife and I, we spend a lot of time watching movies about crime and stuff like that. And there is a level of comfort with that stuff coming out. It's just kind of surprised. Like, it's inconsistent with what I would normally see. I think that that's just a great obsession that we have in the United States of America. We love a bad boy.
We do.
And if the bad boy is a murderer, and especially if they're not killing women, so there's not that that component of abuse. It's just
sometimes I feel like look at what's his name, the Duke Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Look at the
they talked about how good looking he was. Yeah. I spent a lot of time.
It's like why are we watching? Shouldn't you be watching Melissa Joan Hart on Lifetime? Run a bagel shop? What are we
Lifetime.
Doing?
Well, you know, the Lifetime movies, see, when you get married, Smirk, these Lifetime movies, they're all serial killers, too. So it's just like, if you watch that all day, you would think that every man is a serial killer or a sex abuser. Like, we just all live in a Diddy party. You
we're
know,
just,
no Diddy. You
know, no
we're
Diddy.
Just all living, we're just all living like that. It's just funny. You watch all these movies for like 10 years. You can see why so many women hate men.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just drinking that in all the time. But what are some of the topics that you're really popping on in your stand-up? Because I'm looking forward.
Stand-up.
I told you I can't make the stand-up on March 8th. I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send the missus, you know, and get some tickets and get some people to come out and support you. Like, what else are you going on besides assassinations of billionaire CEOs?
Diddy might come up. You know, the diddler.
What do you think about that? Every time I see that, I think about you. And I've been waiting for you to put a reel up. Or Diddy.
There's one up.
Okay.
Maybe like the end of December, early January, but 10,000 bottles of baby oil. I don't even have $10,000 in my bank account. Okay.
Diddy does, though.
You need to invest into something better than that. What are you doing over there? And for one, you know how long baby oil lasts?
It lasts a long time.
You've probably the same baby oil in your house since I've been alive.
It's okay. It's a 2.5 year.
And how do you walk in? My thing is the detectives. Like, did the detectives just walk into the dildo room and say, whoa, hold on, we found the jackpot, boys, and, like, still tried to be professional about it? Like, because the headline was, like, adult like, it was some weird, it's like, no, it's the dildo room. You ain't got to, right. Just call your boys in here, take the pictures.
And so you can say that on Sirius. You can't say that on terrestrial radio. I'd have to bleep that.
Okay, well, shout out Sirius.
We'll keep you.
I'm PG-13.
We keep you PG-13.
Yeah, I'm not going to go hard.
I've learned over the years.
Yeah. I didn't drop an F-bomb yet.
Right. Well, I give you two a show. So you get two
a show.
Usually
okay.
You drop one of them with the LeBron content. Because you know we're going to talk about LeBron.
We're going to have to.
Because you're here in the booth. I didn't see, you don't have a LeBron shirt on. You do have a Heat hat on.
I do, yeah.
But I don't know if that's the LeBron Heat. I don't know if that's the
I like him.
Heat,
I like
the
him.
Jimmy Butler Heat.
Well, he's you know, they're past tense too, unfortunately.
In Golden State, but I don't know which Heat era, the Ronnie Cicely Heat era. I don't know which era.
No, they weren't selling snapbacks when Ronnie Cicely was in a Heat jersey.
Yeah, that's a good point. How would you say that stand up has evolved? So me and you have been rocking. It's been five, almost 6 years.
Even since then,
a minute. And just in the last 5 years, you know, when we first started linking up was during COVID, so there weren't really a lot of stand-up performances. Mm-hmm. One thing I loved about DeHerm, he had his club open during COVID. So
DeHerm
it was like the only game in town. Everybody
Bro was
else,
rocking
everybody
without,
else was closed.
Without an alcohol
right.
license.
And,
I mean, he was...
And we were in there packed in, you know, mm-hmm. 200 people in that small
space. The only
show
in town.
No masks. We were just like, hey, we're tired of being in the house cooped up.
Yep.
And you know, I'm hoping that everybody remain healthy. It was a pretty young, healthy-looking crowd the times that I've been there.
Yeah.
But comedy has evolved in just the last 5 years. Comedy is so much different than it was. What are some of the things that you're seeing, just what you're doing in your act and what you're seeing with other artists who are local and, you know, the famous people like the Cat Williams of the world, the Adam Sandlers of the world?
Yeah. The thing is with comedy, man, is everybody thinks they can do it. Because at one point in somebody's life, you've made somebody laugh.
Right.
So in your brain, it's the only thing, like someone could be, a homeless man could be playing a guitar downtown in Nashville and would get more respect damn near than, especially in this city, than me telling jokes in front of a sold out crowd. It's like, anybody can do that. So I think, especially after COVID, a lot of people got into the art form that aren't necessarily comedians. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like even like, it's like podcasts and stuff now. Like comedy clubs now are selling tickets to where you go in and watch like podcasts to sit at a table and do what we're doing. And there's really no, there's comedy podcasts. But, so I just think.
It's just a live studio audience at a podcast. I think that Gilly and Wallow, they do that. There's some real prominent people that do that.
And so it's just expanded. Not necessarily that's a bad thing, but it's just a whole thing now. Comedy is just such a broad perspective, and like I'll shout somebody out specifically.
All right.
There's a new guy. I mean, he's been doing it for a while, but he's like a younger kid who's just recently popped. It's Casey Rocket, and he popped off on Kill Tony. You familiar with that show?
Yeah,
brilliant
actually,
concept.
You're the person that put me on it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, and Casey Rocket, who I love personally, but it's either gonna be you love him or you hate him. He's not up there doing what you think stand up is. It's almost like. And the Gen Z kids, I feel like, would love it. He's like a walking meme, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, he somehow found a way to translate what we laugh at on the internet and put it kind of in the stand-up form. Mm-hmm. And I think what he's doing is very groundbreaking. And now, again, you're either going to hate it or you're going to love it. Like, and a lot of people are going to be like, what the heck?
Right.
What is this guy doing? He's just running around the stage and saying random stuff. But there's a method to the madness, and I feel like he's got a Robin Williams-esque.
He does have some Robin Williams in it. That's
so you know who Casey Rocket is.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah. I mean, he's all over the place. But
I mean, Robin Williams is one of the greats ever, you know, rest in peace.
But yeah, absolutely.
It's in that lane.
It's in that lane. It's like kind of all over the place, but I feel like he's doing something. This has now become the Casey Rocket fan club podcast, apparently.
We trust your judgment. Yeah. We're going to do Smirk. We're going to cut to a break. And I'll come back in. We're going to talk a little bit of sports and some other stuff going on. But it's always good to have my man Smirk TV in the building. We'll be back
for
the Lance Day Radio Network after these messages.
You are listening to the Lance Day Radio Network.
Now, my kid Frankie's going to go with you, and he's going to keep an eye on you, make sure everything goes right. Now, you see that guard that brought me in here? Huh? He's been taking care of it, and he's going to set it up in his joint to get me into the water. And all you got to do is be there with the boat to pick me up.
Look, Tony, this is not exactly...
Listen, the contract's already down on your pal. The guys, the guns, the line pit's already dug. You understand what I'm saying? And from in here, just one button I push.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
James Lewis.
I think that Angela Reese is an absolute ass-assin on and off the court. I think that she's ass-tounding. I think that on the board, she's ass-siduous. Ass. Tronomical.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.